Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome on in. It is the final out. Sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good. Jack Fritz hanging out with you on this Tuesday night. 215-592-9494 to get in and react to what was the first Phillies loss in what seems like a decade. A long, long time coming. And to be completely frank and fair, the legs needed a break. There's a lot of running going on. Yeah, I was glad to do it. Trying to put the team on my back and get us a good little cushion above 500. But it's over. Phils lose tonight and throw up a pretty big stinker out in Cincinnati. The game wrap-up sponsored by Blaser Swiss Lube and Krevitz, the metalworking fluid specialists, providing professional CNC machine cleaning, coolant maintenance programs, and waste coolant disposal. Krevitz.online. And frankly, I'm surprised they got that game in. I mean, it seemed like that was going to be a game that's going to get rained out. A lot of doom and gloom. You know, once again, our trusted meteorologist, Howard Eskin. You know, I didn't ask him anything, but I assume that I'm just waiting for him to go on a rant about Cincinnati weather people scaring the Phillies and really the Reds. Fans didn't even show up. What was it, like 20 people in the ballpark tonight? Seemed like a dead crowd, and the Phillies, they didn't show up to play tonight at all. Let's get to the biggest takeaways of the game. Brought to you by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Biggest takeaway number one is that was just an absolute stinker all around. We'll get to Christopher Sanchez and what he did tonight. Not great. But really, it's what happened in the field and in some key spots at the dish. First run started because of an error. All unearned runs in that inning started with an error. Bottom of the third, wild pitch, single, walk, stolen base, error on Bohm. So, like, just sloppy baseball. And what makes that frustrating is we talked a lot during this last seven-game winning streak about how this team had kind of settled into the season, and you hadn't seen the bad base running, and you hadn't seen the bad defense. Now, tonight, you had a couple guys playing out of position. Sosa, for as good as Edmundo is up the middle, shortstop, second base, third base, he just hasn't been that great since coming over here. And I know it doesn't really make much sense because you would think that if you could play shortstop, you could play third. He just hasn't been great over there. And then Bohm playing first base, first time this year. Bryce, obviously, on the paternity list. I mean, that play is inexcusable. You know, Turner makes a really good play up the middle and just has bad footwork and is not ready to go, is not ready to field the baseball. So a frustrating one from that standpoint, because a lot of the things that they had kind of ironed out of their game and had they've been showing signs of playing winning baseball. I thought last night was one of their most complete wins of the season, where it was like a couple sack flies, good defense, great pitching, obviously, from Ranger. And tonight was just a big step back. And JT's taking a step back defensively. It seems like more wild pitches than I think we're accustomed to seeing. You know, that cost him a run. It allowed the runner to get to second base. And then Encarnacion Strand, you know, brought him home. Just sloppy, sloppy baseball. And in the field, too, which has been pretty good. Now, again, a couple guys playing out of position. That won't likely be the case when Bryce is back, which is so funny that we're getting so used to Bryce as a first baseman to where we can utter the sentence that when Bryce gets back, the defense at first base will probably be fine. Bohm's been really good over at third base. We don't really stress when the ball's hit his way. So just more of a fluky night in what was an ugly kind of atmosphere out there tonight. And I'm not going to go over the top about it. It was a stinker. They happen. It happens. And the last thing that has to be pointed out, and really could have been the turning point of the game, or the time, or I guess the point where you knew the game was over, was when, first off, I don't think I would ever see this for the entire year. You know, for as rare as a complete game shutout is, and God forbid a no hitter, it might be even more rare to see Pache, Sosa, and Rojas walk to start an inning. Those are three aggressive swingers, especially Sosa. To have those three go walk, 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 preceded by, followed up by, freaking Schwarber trying to hit a ball into the Cincinnati River, like just swinging out of his shoes for no reason, not doing a job, which is frustrating because the night before they just did their jobs and they won a baseball game. Schwarbs is trying to send a ball into orbit. He strikes out on a fastball down the middle. Turner, over-aggressive. Cruz came into the game. He's a splitter guy. Wasn't ready for the splitter. And then JT flew out. I mean, that's ball game. That is ball game right there. 5-1, you have a chance. You get bases loaded, no outs. I mean, there is no, and I mean no worse situation for this team to be in than bases loaded, one out, or no outs. I mean, the last couple weeks, there's been multiple double plays turned in those situations. And tonight was just a masterclass of stink. I mean, just a masterclass on how to screw up a pretty cake situation. So that was beyond frustrating. And, you know, the offense position players, they kind of wear this one. But my second big takeaway is that Chris Sanchez just didn't have it. I know he only technically allowed one earned, but was not able to stop the bleeding in a couple instances and stop some of these innings from avalanching and snowballing and turning into more than they really need to be. Command was a little bit off. Walked three guys, two in an inning. The Reds did a really good job of fouling off a ton of pitches. I mean, he was at 74 pitches, I believe, in the three innings he went tonight. So not a great night from Christopher Sanchez. They fouled off a ton of pitches. He didn't have his strikeout stuff, didn't have his command, and it was not a good start. I know he technically only allowed one earned, but I thought there's opportunities, even with the error, for him to, first off, get out of that first inning, and in that last inning, sure, I won't kill him for that, but he definitely didn't have his good stuff tonight. So not a great Christopher Sanchez start, not a great night in the field, not a great night at the plate. All adds up to a pretty, pretty brutal night out in Cincinnati. Last thing on Christopher Sanchez, because this is now becoming a thing, he's got to figure out how to hold runners much better. I mean, this is something that is going to be in scouting reports. Teams are going to take advantage of it. The Reds are an aggressive base-running team. Christopher Sanchez, that's something that he really has to work on. Everything else, pretty good. Has to get better at holding runs. 215, holding runners. 215-592-9494 is how you get in on the final out. On the other side, we'll get to your phone calls. Plus, two thoughts in the lineup. Why is one person out there every single night? And a continued bright spot is continuing to show itself. It's the final out here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro recharge kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. It's the Final Out, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Jack Fritz hanging out with you on this Tuesday night. Final Out is always sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable, never looked so good. Let's go to the phones. Dave is in Maryland. What's happening, Dave?
Hey, Jack. What's up? It was one of those kind of scheduled losses I felt like tonight. I don't mind putting guys in, but like when Rob Thompson puts guys in, it feels like he puts four or five guys in at the same time, like Sosa, Pache, Merrifield. Like, it just, I don't know. I think it totally stunts the momentum you had with the lineup. And when you look at the two lefties, the one you face tonight and Lodolo tomorrow, I feel like Lodolo is a tougher at bat against left-handers. Does that mean like Stott and Marsh are going to be out tomorrow too? Or like, I get frustrated not seeing those guys in the lineup. When you look at the Braves lineup every day, it's Olson, Ozuna, Acuna, Riley, Albies. They put out the same lineup every day. Maybe he's doing the right thing, getting guys rest. But with the guys that were in there tonight, it just felt like we didn't have didn't have a chance tonight. And I know we had our chances and stuff like that, but like it just set a bad vibe and a bad tone when you look at the lineup.
Yeah, no, I mostly agree with you. I mean, Lodolo's definitely going to be a tougher look for them. A part of me wonders, and I know you can't really plan on a game getting suspended because of rain, but I do wonder if they just didn't want to put guys out there. It was probably going to get called anyway, and then all of a sudden the forecast kind of cleared up. I'm not sure. It is interesting, though, and they're so obsessed with getting the righties in there against the lefty, which I think does make sense. Like, you paid Merrifield, you want to keep some of those guys fresh, you want to get those guys in there. Lodolo is going to be a much tougher task tomorrow. Maybe just give them the night today and have them go out tomorrow more at full strength or have more of those guys in the lineup in a spot against Lodolo. I don't know. I get why it's frustrating. I guess at the same time, like you have to get some of the bench guys at bats so that they don't completely go.
Yeah, I mean, tonight cold. I would have played Marsh out and left, and then tomorrow maybe put Pache out there, and give Stott split it up a little bit because especially when you're going two nights in a row against two tough lefties, I just look at tomorrow Lodolo his splits are against lefties are very tough. And he's only thrown 1.1 innings against lefties this year because other teams don't put him in there. I guess they do the same thing, but I felt Ashby was an easier at bat for a guy like Marsh or Stott tonight to, if you're going to give him a day or try to get those guys in, I would at least try to split it up a little bit rather than put all four or five of them in at the same time.
Yeah. I appreciate the call, Dave. I think it's a fair criticism. You know what I would like to see? Maybe one off day for Nick Castellanos. I don't ask for much. Yeah, I mean, he's the only Philly that has played every game. And I know that it feels like JT's played every game because it does feel like he's played every game. And mind you, it is April 23rd. I don't think we need to play JT all the time, but whatever. The Castellanos thing, I appreciate wanting to let him go work, battle his way through it. But, why not tonight? You're facing Andrew Rabbit. I understand lefty, righty, yada, yada, yada. But maybe Marsh out there. You want to get Pache in there. You want to get some of these right-handed bats in there. You want to keep Rojas in there as swinging a good bat. Just give him the night off. I know he got two hits last night. They weren't exactly the most inspiring hits. He's still down on the year. Like, I just don't know how long you just keep trotting him out there with the expectation that all of a sudden it's going to the switch is going to flip. I mean, he does seem like a guy that is streaky. I mean, last year, I just remember distinctly, he was kind of down for a long time, and then he went down and flipped a David Robertson curveball out in Miami, and that kind of got him going again. And maybe they're just waiting for that spark. But, I mean, we're almost a month into the season, and he's just doing squat. He's got one extra base hit. I mean, amongst all qualified hitters, he's like the only one that has one extra base hit. It's brutal. And tonight he just goes right back, reverts right back to flailing at pitches and creating weak contact. Like, they got to do something with right field at this point. And when Marsh is hitting the way he is, he should be considered an everyday player. If you want to get the righties in there against the lefty on the mound, just commit to Marsh, who I think has earned it, and maybe get one of those righties in right field. Like, put Pache in right field, because he's just killing you right now. He's just absolutely killing you. It's weak contact. When he gets hits, it's a single because he's not driving the baseball. Like, the fact that Marsh, I mean, off the top of my head, he's sat at least six games, if not more. And Castellanos can't catch the bench for a day? What are we doing? I don't want to give up on Nick Castellanos because I think he's a streaky player, and I know the hot streak could come, but it's April 23rd. Does he have to play every single day? Every day. He has to be trotting out to right field. Tonight's a perfect example. It's like Andrew Abbott's going to blow away Brandon Marsh. You want to sit Marsh tomorrow against Lodolo? Okay. I could excuse that one away. Why don't you sit Castellanos tonight? We're banking on two hits the night before, or Monday night. And one was a bloop shot over the first baseman. It bothers me. 215-592-9494 to get in. The Castellanos thing is something that is definitely one to monitor. A positive, though, is Alec Bohm is just continuing to do his thing. And right now, I believe he's 300 average, 400 slugging, 300 average, 400 OBP, 500 plus slugging, which is, I mean, I would be kind of surprised if he kept it up all year. But either way, really good improvement from Alec Bohm. Finally starting to just lift the baseball a little bit more. We're seeing more doubles, seeing more balls in the gap. We're seeing less of little singles, little dribblers at the middle, looking like he's really doing some damage. And I wonder if when Bryce gets back from paternity, lineup gets resituated, if you don't see Bohm in that four spot more often. Leads the team in RBI right now. Had a big one early. I mean, big one's probably a stretch. They lost the game pretty handily, but regardless, he had an RBI in the first, had a hit late, just continues. And now he's done this before where he goes on these streaks and I start talking myself into it, like, bang, there it is, here comes the real full Alec Bohm offensive difference making weapon, whatever. And he goes back to just driving the baseball into the ground. So I am cautiously optimistic. It's been a really good run from him. It's really good to see. He's always been a good run producer. And I hope that when Bryce gets back, you see Bohm more in that four spot, protecting him in the lineup, which coincidentally is where he was in Game 7 of last year and the whole playoffs. But regardless, looking good right now. The injury report sponsored by the Plumbers Union Local 690, protecting the health of the nation. Visit plumbers690.org. A bit of a scary moment. Johan Rojas crashed into the wall. Seemed like he kind of just got the wind knocked out of him. But, I mean, Rob Thompson got out there. Trainers out there. Some of the teammates were kind of circled around him. I thought it was really fascinating how quick Trey was out there. And there was a really good story. I believe Alex Coffey wrote it in the Inquirer about Trey kind of taking Johan Rojas under his wing and not letting, helping him not let the early season struggles, I guess, get to him. So it seems like there's a really cool little connection, friendship going there with Turner and Rojas. And you can kind of see the concerned look in Turner's face when he went out there. I just thought it was a good kind of moment and showed the tightness of this unit that the $300 million shortstop is bonding and trying to help out the 22, 23-year-old center fielder. You know, I think that's what makes special teams. And I think that is what has made this clubhouse such a really positive place the last couple of years. So good stuff out of Turner. Good to see Rojas not have to miss time. He stayed in, took a little bit, but he stayed in. And that was good to see, because it's been fun watching Johan the last couple of games, as the bat does not seem just doesn't seem like it's wearing down the lineup or weighing down the lineup. It's been really, really, really good to see. 215-592-9494 to get in on the final out. On the other side, we will obviously look ahead to tomorrow, get to the play of the game, the player of the game, and a whole lot more on the final out on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Swing and a bouncer up the middle. Turner to his left. Dives. He's got it. Hops up. The throw to first. Boehm can't dig it out. And it goes all the way into the Reds dugout. Both runs are going to score. Martini will end up at second. It's 4-1 Cincinnati.
That is our play of the game, sponsored by Mike's Amazing, the official mayo and mustard of the Phillies. Welcome on back. It is the final out, sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good. Jack Fritz hanging out with you on this Tuesday night. Yes, that's the play of the game. You know, if they just make that play, game remains close. Who knows how the rest of the game kind of goes from there. Either way, I mean, Boehm's got to come up with that. He's been great at the plate. That's a play that more typical first baseman kind of makes. And it's so funny how, you know, Boehm was viewed as such a liability at third base the last couple of years. And it was like, well, first base, he's pretty fine. He's not a great first baseman. And that play tonight was very evident of that. And it's a shame, too, because Turner's defense has really, really stepped up. You know, I think ever since I said, hey, maybe let's try him in center field if the defense continues to be brutal, he's kind of righted the ship there, and that was a really good play from him. And it was disappointing that Boehmer could not come up with that. Let's get to the player of the game, which is sponsored by South Jersey Gas. Committed to providing safe, reliable, affordable natural gas. Make the switch at southjerseygas.com/lovemyhome. Christian Encarnacion Strand was 3 for 4 today. Did his job, drove in some runs. It's funny because I think he's got like 17 hits on the year, but a good amount of RBIs. So he's got a really low batting average, but he's coming through, and he definitely came through tonight against the Phillies. Tomorrow, Spencer Turnbull on the mound in what is likely his last start. Although Rob Thompson, I guess, kind of left the door open that he wasn't out of the rotation. I know that Taiwan's starting Sunday. I guess we're just kind of holding out hope at this point. I don't think they're going to take my idea of just letting Taiwan walk to San Diego and see if he makes it in time for his start. I guess they said, hey, probably not a good idea. But either way, Spencer Turnbull on the mound. We know what he's done. And it's a shame, too, because his stuff has just looked so sharp. And that start against the White Sox, I know the White Sox think, I know they're dreadful, yada, yada, yada. Let's get the disclaimers out. There's been a lot of articles written about how they're going to like lose 120 games, and they're gonna surpass the 0-3 Tigers for the loss record. I get it. But it looked like his stuff had a nice little uptick to it. So it is disappointing. I understand the innings thing. I know they want to manage it. Might as well see what Taiwan can do for three starts. Three or five, if he rides a ship and figures it out, great. That means that we don't have an $18 million a year sunk cost in Taiwan Walker. Do I see it happening? No, I don't. And I appreciate Rob Thompson saying before the game that Taiwan looked good in his last bullpen session. I also watched his start again in Lehigh Valley over the weekend, where again, four earned, three walks, one whiff, barely touching 90 miles an hour. I guess I'll just trust my eyes from that standpoint. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see how long their leash is. Tomorrow might be Turnbull's last kind of run in the rotation. And the Phils are going up against Lodolo, who was a really tough lefty. And like Dave brought up earlier in Maryland, you know, I'll be curious to see what he does with the lineup tomorrow. Maybe tonight gives them the night off so that they're more fresh against Lodolo, but they got their hands tied here. He's really good. You know, he's only faced the Angels and White Sox this year, so not exactly murderer's row, but he's only allowed one earned run this year. And last year, he dominated, carved the Phillies up in back-to-back starts, struck out 18 Phils in two starts last year. So tomorrow, they have their work cut out against Nick Lodolo. If you want to come hang out with Seltzer and I, been meaning to bring this up, James Seltzer and I hanging out at the Green Parrot in Newtown on Saturday for a little Phillies watch party. We're playing some trivia. You can enjoy some Miller Lights. And we'll all before Phillies Padres on Saturday night. So Seltzer and I hanging out at the Green Parrot in Newtown, a really cool spot. Come out on Saturday, and we'll watch some Phils, we'll talk some Phils. Playing good baseball tonight was a big step back from the clean, solid, sound baseball that they've played recently. But hey, another game tomorrow. Tough one against Lodolo, and we will pour one out for the Spencer Turnbull miracle run to start the 2024 season. And we'll watch true greatness on the mound tomorrow night for the last time. You know, soak these kind of moments in. They don't come around very often. Either way, I'll be back tomorrow to react to it all. Obviously, the new afternoon show, we will lead you into the game, a 6:40 start, and it'll be a great time. So, Phils, Reds tomorrow, Lodolo versus Spencer Turnbull. I'll be back post-game. Buzz Wilson produced the final out tonight. Jody Mack will take you through the rest of the night here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.